What does the pasuk say? Erech apayim. It says erech apayim aloshin rabim. For life said erech af. Why doesn't it just say Hashem sometimes holds back his anger? What's the lashon of apayim? A double lashon. So Marian says erech apayim letzadikim v'lurshoyim. Sometimes Hashem holds back from paying the schar tayr to the tzadikim, or rather give it to them in olam haba, and sometimes Hashem holds back from the rishoyim not to give them the punishment on this world, in order to give them a bigger punishment in Gehenna. Tanya Rabbanan works like this. It says, lo yiskal adam rishus l'rishus rabim. You're not supposed to throw stones from your rishus into rishus rabim. Rashi says, Lefanas Avanim, you want to empty out, you have a pile of stones in your backyard, you're not supposed to empty them out into Rishus Rabim, doing an Israelite, you're not supposed to do it. And Maisa Biyodamech, what's happened in a story? A person, Shoyim Mesakim, Rishus Rishus Rabim, he was throwing stones out from his backyard into Rishus Rabim. Umotza Chosid, Echad Chosid found him. Omaloy, the Chosid said to him, Reiko, like you empty head. How come you're throwing from a rishus that you do not own into a rishus that you own? So it's a joke. He's throwing from his rishus into rishus rabim. So he asked him back, how come you're throwing from a rishus that doesn't belong to you to a rishus that does belong to you? So Ligla Lalav, he started to laugh at the guy. But Liyom, you know what happened in a few days? He had to sell his field. The guy had to sell his field. He didn't own his field anymore. So where did he have to go? For Yamahalach B'yaisi Rishus Rabin. He had to walk in the Rishus Rabin. V'nichshal B'yaisi Avonim. And he himself fell on the stone that he himself threw into Rishus Rabin last week. Omar, now he said to himself, Yofu Omar L'yaisi Chosid. The Chosid said to me, very good, that L'maisa, my old Rishus doesn't belong to me anymore. Where do I have to go now with the Rishus Rabin? So he was right. Why am I throwing from a rishus that doesn't belong to you to a rishus rabim that you're going to have to use? He said to him, "If neimato mesakim rishus shenah shalachor, and Musaf mir, our rishus doesn't mean anything. Your house doesn't mean it's going to be yours. Maybe tomorrow won't be yours, but rishus shalachor, the streets, that's yours. The streets you're always going to. No matter what happens, you're always going to the streets. That's yours. Therefore, be careful not to ruin rishus rabim. You never know. Maybe that's where you'll end up in rishus rabim. Right." Zot Mishnah, ha'choyfe bor b'shus rabim. If somebody digs a bor b'shus rabim, v'lo fala toicho shora chamor chayiv. If a shora chamor falls into it, yechayiv. This is according to Rabba. It's very good. This goes according to everybody. This is a bor b'shus rabim. Everybody holds yodis chayiv. According to Rabbi Yosef, though, the chura would not be like Rabbi Kiva. Yes, he holds bor b'shus rabim is potter. Here it says you dig a bor b'shus rabim, yechayiv. Echor achoyfe bor siach umora. Whether you dig a bor along a ditch, a siach, we'll see in the Gemara what a siach is, it's a little bit longer. Uketzar Rashi says, bor is ogle. A bor is a round ditch. Yeah. Siach, a siach is a ruchok sor, it's long but narrow. Umora, that's like a cave. Rashim rubas. Umora means it's a square. Umachus, it's also covered up. Now, charitzim and itzim, whoever digs charitzim and itzim, Rashi says, charitzim and rechovim, they're very wide and square. Like a cave, but they don't have a cover on top of it. But the opening is, rather the opening is open. So whoever digs these type of things, again, chayiv. No, in Cain and so, loma nema bor, why does the Torah only say bor? Any type of a ditch, you chayiv for. So mercy like this, ma bor, sheyesh bor, kadei lohom, esas soret fochim, just like by a bor. If you dig it deep, 10 fochim, then it's normal for an animal to fall in there and die. And if an animal falls in and dies, you take a chayiv. That's the lashon of ma bor. Sheyesh bor kadei lohom es asaret tfochim. If it's deep 10 tfochim, then it's normal that an animal should die there. And yechayiv of kol sheyesh bor kadei lohom es asaret tfochim. Any one of these type of canals or caves, if it's deep enough that it's normal for an animal to die there, and the animal falls in and dies, then yechayiv. What about toyev chusin yasaret tfochim? Let's say the ditch that you dug with shus rabim was a small one, less than 10 tfochim deep, less than 40 inches deep. For nochla toicha shorach amoru neis potter, then the maisi your potter. It's not the darker. It's not called your bor killed it. Therefore your potter. But if yimhuz rak boichayiv, if it just falls in and hurts himself, that's normal. For nizokin, it's normal to get hurt, even though it's less than 10 tfochim. That's what Torah says. Bor, it means to teach us this inyan that you only chayiv if a shorach amoru dies there, if it was normal for it to die there. If the bor was 10 tfochim deep, if it's not 10 tfochim deep, then your potter. For Nisa, but Chayim for Nizokin. Omar Rav says like this, famous machloikis, Omar Rav, When the Torah says if you dig a bore, whether it's for Shrab, the bore that you chayiv, you know what you chayiv for? Lahavoloi. You chayiv for the air. You made a certain amount of air in there, like dead air, that when the animal goes in there, dies because of the havol, because of the hevel, the dead air. Like you have 10 tfachim deep of air there, the air is what kills the animal. Rashi mishum diyovad le hevel le bor, v'le mishum chayiv plus the air that you made there. That's what Rav holds. Not because the animal hurt himself on the ground for the bang that it got, for the bang you put it. Why, Alma, what do you see, Rav holds? That he can't be chayiv just for the bang the animal got, because the animal got a bang, the Rishus Rabim. It belongs to the city, it's not yours. You went and dug the dish Rishus Rabim, so if the animal hurt himself on the floor, the coming down, the contact, the bang on the floor hurt you, that's the Rishus Rabim, it's not me, for that you put it. Why does Torah say Yechayiv? Because you caused that dead air to be there. That dead hevel, that's what did the damage, what killed him, that's why Yechayiv. Shmuel Amano, Lahavolai the Koshchem the Chavotai. Could be Havolai kills also, but Avad Yechayiv the Chavotai. I, the Entoimi, could tell me a question, Lahavotai or Matari of Lahavolai? Maybe you only Yechayiv the Chavotai so, for the bang. Since you caused the animal to come down, tumbling down, you're Chayiv for that? So how do you know to say Yechayiv for the Havolai, for the hevel? The Torah says, the Torah says, Eidus, ala bor, even for a bor, Yechayiv, v'yafilu molei svukim shotzemer, even though the bor is full of wool, it's full of sponges there, and the animal comes down and dies there. So you can't say he died because of the chavat, there's no chavat, there's no bang. It's a nice cushion of bor there. You can fall down and you don't bang yourself. Still, if an animal dies there, Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Halamai, because you caused that bad air that's there. An air of 10 tefachim deep, it stinks, it's bad, you can't breathe so good there, that kills the animal. So therefore you chayiv for that also. So the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? My benayu, eke benayu diyovid goyv b'shus rabim. If you made a pile, a hill b'shus rabim, then somebody bangs into the hill, are you chayiv or not? According to Rav, you'll be potter. Because if he bangs into the hill, what hurt him? Kark oilam, public property hurt him. Not, I don't own the hill, it's public property, I'm potter. There's no hevel there, there's no air there that hurt him. But according to Shmuel, you'll be chayiv because the maaseh, it's your chavat. You're chayiv for chavata. Yeah. So the Rav, agoyv ala mechayiv. According to Rav, it's like a potter. Le Shmuel, agoyv ala mechayiv. No, you'll be chayiv. You're chayiv for the chavat. Now, my time with the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, v'nofal, ad sheyipo derech nefila. He has to fall derech nefila. Rashi says, "Ba'oimik mashma v'yaponav." He has to fall deep and on his face. Ule Shmuel. So therefore, if you fall that way, then it's the hevel that bothers you. But the other way, you don't have hevel, you be potter. Ule Shmuel that says, "No yichay." No matter how you felt, even for the bang, v'nofel. The Torah says means cold or any type of a bang. Any type of a bang yichay for. Mashma. Tanan, we learn like this. In came if so, the Mishnah says, Loma nema bor, what does the Torah say bor? Ma bor sheesh bor kdei lohomis asar tvochim, av kol sheesh bor kdei lohomis asar tvochim. Anything that's 10 tvochim deep, that's enough to kill it, v'chay. So this lema le shmuel, that's the shmuel that says, even chay v'chavat, for a hill, av kol lefti yugoyva. What does the Mishnah mean to say, av kol, what's the av kol, anything? Even a mountain. If you make a hill there, b'shus haravim, and an animal bangs into it and dies, you're chayif. El Rav, Af Kol Asiyamai. What's the Mishnah? Lost in the Mishnah. Af Kol everything. There's nothing more to include. So there it is. Lasuya Charitzin Itzin. In the Gemara, the long ditches. For the Gemara, Charitzin Itzin. The Edikat Tani says clearly in the Mishnah. The there it is. Tani Vodim Aforish. It says that and then explains it. So therefore, according to Rav, there's no Kasha. But according to Shmuel, is good. Now the Gemara says, Vahani Kul the Tani Lomeli. Why does the Mishnah have to say all these different cases? What's the Chiddush in a Bor, in a Charit, and in a Mishnah says, Bor, Siach, Umoro, Charitzin, Itzin, what do you need all these cases for? Versa Tzricha. The Tanya Bor, who just said, Bor, Havamina, Bor, Asara, the Bor, 10 Tfachim deep, who do you say Havola? Then it has bad air that can kill it. Mishum, the Kot in the Kricha, because it's small and round. Therefore, 10 Tfachim deep causes bad air that you chai for heaven. Avo Siach, but a little trench like, the Orach is a little bit longer. Maybe even though it's 10 tefachim deep, it doesn't have such bad air there because it's very long. Therefore, teach us to know even a siach is also chayif for 10 tefachim. Now we turn it simple, just said siach. There I would have thought have a mina siach asaru the yispe havola mishum the cotton, even though it's long but it's narrow. All right, turn over. Again, a siach, even though it's long, but lamais it's narrow. Since it's narrow, that's why it has beard hevel there, kadai from the hevel. Avu moro, but a cave, demarbo that's squared, it's not so narrow. Ema be asar less lehavola. Maybe even with 10 tefachim deep, it wouldn't kill. It doesn't have beard air. Now that's what I have to say. Even a moro. Now vi toni moro would have just said a moro have a mino moro be asaru the lehavola. You know why? If you have a cave that's 10 tefachim deep. That has been air to kill mishum the metalolo, because it's covered up. A cave is covered. It has a top on top of it. Avo charitzim le metalli, but charitzim which is squared without a roof on top of it. Ema biyasor less buhavola. Maybe even those tents fucking deep, it doesn't have enough hevel to kill. That's the chiddush. No, still it's chayim. V'toni charitzim have a mina charitzim asor on the isbeavola mishum the less bu revicha maleil tvei mitetoi. Not made like wider on top and smaller on bottom. It's made straight, one dimensions on top and on bottom. Avu nitzin, but this type of a nitzin, you know what it is? The revichim alel on top, it's very wide. Tzvei mitetoi more than on the bottom. So like if it comes narrow towards the bottom. Same, I would have thought to say the asar less vavola. Maybe even 10 tefachim deep doesn't have such a bit air there since it's so wide on top. In all these cases, if it's 10 tefachim deep, it has bit hevel, which it could die because of the hevel. Tanam would learn like this. If the bore is less than 10 tefachim deep, but if you're nizik by chayim. Now, no, for tefach shorech amor, omeis, potter. My time, what's the reason? La mishum de les bechavota. Because there's not enough of chavata, there's not enough of a bang to kill it. So what's a riot to shmu, not like Rav? Rav says, loy, could also be mishum de les bechavola. Could be, no, if it's not 10 tefachim deep, the air is not so bad there. So it doesn't have air to kill it, that's why you put it. Yoch yusol emuzik by chayiv, why? Holes be'avola, it doesn't have any bad air yet. So Gemara thought the same, honestly, either the air is bad to kill, or it's not bad even to hurt. So Gemara says, no, I'm going to tell you like this. Ein havola lemisa, it's not so bad to kill. But v'yesh havola lezokin, but the air is bad enough to hurt the lungs, it'll be damaged that much here. Mazahu tura denofuli arisa, the deloi. A tour fell in to an arisa deloi into a ditch that they pull out water from. So the owner got scared and thought maybe his animal's going to die soon and become a treifa. So he chapped the rein first and shocked the mori. That the mori shechted it first before it could become a treifa while still alive. So locher is tour for Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman said, you should know you lost out. You're sure it's a treifa, it's possible. Why? Omer Reb Nachman. Ishokel mori the high tour. This owner of the ox would have taken, covered the kimcha, a barrel of wheat. Like a mushroom flower. He also taught him that he would have learned by the base of Israel. He wouldn't know how to learn. He wouldn't know the Mishnais. In Chulin, he wouldn't know the locher is that when an animal has the chavat, falls down, the locher is in Shoslim, the Eslias Ksheira. If you wait 24 hours and the animal still lives, that's a riot. It's not called the treif, and it would have been kosher. Layasa de la Ture. You wouldn't have lost your ox then. Like if you wouldn't have shechted right away, but rather waited a day, it would have been okay to shove the comic cover that's worth so many more barrels of flour. So, but now you went too fast, you lost out. Al matzor v'nach was v'nach v'nod, yesh chavot v'pokos v'yasara. That there is a chavat even less than 10 tefachim. Because hereby says the case was, he fell into a bar less than 10 tefachim. And still it has a suffix, maybe became a traitor there. It's even less than 10, it's a shayla. Eis v'rom lav nachman, it says, so if chusim v'sar tefachim, no potem v'shorach amor, o meis potah. My time allowed me to show less than